Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 29th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. LG Electronics announced that CEO Joe Seong-jin will step down following an earnings report that saw net profits decline 30.5% of the year and its smartphone division posting its 18th consecutive quarterly loss. Effective December 1st, Brian Kwan will step into the role, currently the head of LG's mobile communications and home entertainment companies. Joe was named CEO back in 2016. LG also announced a new CFO and the creation of a chief strategy officer role. The European Data Protection Supervisor issued its first sanctions against an EU institution, reprimanding the European Parliament for its use of a US-based digital campaign company called NationBuilder to process citizens' voter data. NationBuilder was used to process data collected through a website to encourage voter engagement, collecting data on 329,000 EU citizens. The EDPS issued a reprimand for failure to publish a privacy policy on the site and for lack of awareness of the extent of the processing being carried out by third parties and the lack of prior authorization by Parliament as a data controller provided in advance of the processing. The regulator did not fine the EU Parliament because they complied with all recommendations. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Huawei is preparing to sue the U.S. FCC for its recent decision to block telcos from purchasing equipment from Huawei using funds from the Universal Service Fund. In a statement, Huawei called the ban unlawful and based on no direct evidence of a threat to national security and a mistaken view of Chinese law that Huawei might come under Chinese government control. Huawei will reportedly file a suit next week in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. In a released stock statement, Xiaomi announced in Q3 revenue grew 5.5% to 53.7 billion yuan, that's roughly 7.6 billion US dollars, while seeing global smartphone shipments decline by 3.6%. Income from overseas markets increased 70% of the year and now accounts for 48.7% of overall company revenue. The company remained the most shipped smartphone brand in India, with shipments up 73% in the quarter to 5.5 million units. IoT and smart device revenue increased 44% of the year to 15.6 billion yuan. HSBC announced it plans to move $20 billion in assets to a blockchain-based custody platform called Digital Vault in March. The platform will give investors real-time access to records of securities bought on private markets, replacing a system of paper-based records for private placements. Panasonic announced it will sell its semiconductor business to Nuvoton Technology in a deal worth $250 million. The sale is part of Panasonic's plan to cut about 100 billion yen in fixed costs by March 2022, and the company doesn't expect it to impact earnings. The semiconductor group specializes in power management chips, as well as smartphone, automotive, and security camera sensors. And finally, researchers from Berkeley published research in Science looking at how undersea fiber optic cables could be turned into a network of seismographs. Since light traveling through the cables gets scattered and distorted when a cable shifts, it's possible to use this backscatter effect to measure movements up to a few nanometers. Using a technique called distributed acoustic sensing, the team was able to detect ocean floor seismic activity using 20 kilometers worth of the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute's underwater data infrastructure. The researchers are now looking at how to measure seismic activity on the cables without interfering with the received signal. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.